Hello and welcome to the latest FAWSL preview show from Women's Soccer Zone. Once again, I am joined by my friend Jen O'Neill from She Kicks magazine. Jen, you okay?
Champion, thank you.
Champion, that's what I like. That's what I like. A proper northern term, that is. Proper champion. Yesterday, we had a look at Arsenal ladies. Today, we are previewing Birmingham City ladies. We're going alphabetical, proper old school, I know. So when we look at Birmingham City ladies and the upcoming season, I think it would be fair to say that not many people are giving them much of a chance to compete in the top half of the table. They've lost their without question, their most gifted player in their whole WSL era in Karen Carney. They haven't been able to add too many players to the squad. They've added Karina Schroeder, the former Liverpool player and German defender. But they've been underdogs before, haven't they? They've been written off before, and they somehow have that ability to kind of defy the odds and keep fighting. But when you look at Birmingham City, what are you expecting from them this season?
Well, I think what happens when you largely develop your own players, they don't have any of those sort of marquee names that fans sort of look at the lineup and pick out. Maybe other than, you know, the World Cup players. So Kaz Carney is a fantastic player, there's no question. She didn't really play much last season for them, though. In the clips that I saw, games that I saw, she didn't do a great deal for them. She was struggling a lot of the year with injury, and she's one of the players that almost sort of sacrificed their season for the World Cup, be it getting fit in time for it, and then maybe pushing her body just a bit too much during the World Cup. So she's a charismatic footballer, full of drive to win. So full of the she has that desire. It's desire and passion. But she didn't play that much for them last season. And last season, they didn't play that badly. Even with the lineup that you look at their squad now, it hasn't changed much. They were one of the better teams. They just couldn't get the ball in the back of the net. So the first half of the season, they were playing well, creating chances. That ball would not go in. One game I saw them play at Sunderland, they hit the post, it was coming off people's backsides and, you know, bouncing anywhere but into the back of the net, and that started to get into their head a bit, and it started to eat away at their confidence. So I think we're talking about personnel. I think they've got a decent squad, but I think they need is a decent start, so that it doesn't start to become a problem where they start to worry and it starts to inhibit their performances.
We mentioned that they struggled to score. They had chances last year and the ball wouldn't always go in. Now, granted, sometimes that can come down to luck, but you would also think that if you're having goal-scoring problems, you would try and go out there and maybe add a striker to your ranks. They haven't done that. They've tied down Frida Ayisi to a new contract, who was in and out of the team last year because of suspension and various other factors. But as we mentioned in the intro, they've added Karina Schroeder, who will be a very solid addition, a very good player for Liverpool ladies. A little bit surprised that Liverpool allowed her to go. But they've also lost Chelsea Weston, and they've also lost Becky Spencer as well, who has gone to Chelsea. Now, that is a big loss as well, because I think Becky at times, England at the moment are very lucky with the number of top-class goalkeepers they've got. When you think of Carly Telford, Siobhan Chamberlain, Karen Bardsley, Mary Earps, there's probably more that I haven't even mentioned.
Rachel Laws as well.
You know, they are stacked for England goalkeepers. But Becky Spencer, I don't think she was far away last year, personally.
You always hear consistently players will say how great she is with her feet. They probably should have played her up front once or twice last season. Might have helped them score some goals. She is a quality goalkeeper. She's one of these keepers who's spent maybe slightly longer than she should have in the shadows of another great goalkeeper. So it seems a bit of a shame that she'll go to Chelsea, and we'll talk about this tomorrow and be behind somebody else in the pecking order, I guess.
I think that's the most disappointing thing, isn't it?
But you have to take into account it's people's lives, and it's the travelling, and where's your family, and she's not been too well, Becky, I don't think, over the last year or so. So that it's all those little things. So I think, but then Sophie's no pushover. Sophie Bagley is a goalkeeper, has experience in England youth setups. And that's the thing that Birmingham have always done. We've always looked at the squad and thought, well, no, they're all right, but they won't be able to compete with, for example, Arsenal when they played them in the Champions League. But the kids were class. You know, they really do have that ability to make the step up. And there are some players there who are just about to burst onto the next level. If Kirsty Linnett or Mel Lawley or Frieda get their shooting boots on, I mean, they're a handful to play against. And if they get on a scoring run, then it's a bit like, you know, the best need factor at Sunderland. So if you've got one or two players who are in form and scoring, then all you need the rest of the team to do, and they've got that strength, haven't they, with Joe Potter, Jade Moore, Woody at the back, Kerris. There's some quality players in the Birmingham side, and they want to scrap for each other, and that's pretty important.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I was going to bring up Kirsty Linnett and Mel Lawley. I think they've grown in the time that they've been at Birmingham, got good backgrounds as well. When you think that Kirsty came from Arsenal Ladies and Mel Lawley, I think, came from Bristol Academy, if I'm not mistaken. But I mean, I look at the first 11 and I still think it's very competitive. You've got players like Kerris Harrop, you've got Aoife Mannion, who for me is one of the best young centre-backs in the country. You've got that very solid midfield of midfield two of Joe Potter and Jade Moore. So there's plenty of quality in that team. For me, the issue could be if they get injuries or they get suspensions, which they got last year, that's when it could come back to bite them.
Well, I think everything's just happened maybe a little bit too late. So they have the new sponsors, the Easy Group have come in, and that's allowing them to go full-time, because I think there was always a concern at the club that they wouldn't be able to compete with the resources of other clubs, and they wouldn't be able to afford to go full time, and the FA would squeeze them out because they didn't want clubs like theirs. It seems that the developments off the pitch are happening, and that's brilliant, but maybe a little bit too late. But having said that, I we're not quite on the transfer deadline. We've got another day or so. Maybe something will happen after we've had this chat.
Well, let's hope so, because it would be nice to see them competitive, because I know that Dave Parker has often insinuated, although he's never said it out loud, that he does feel Birmingham are quite hard done by at times. They always seem to be a little bit unlucky when it comes to the cup draws. But, I mean, with them...
But 2 years ago, they nearly won the league.
They did. And this is the crazy thing.
I was at Solihull, and they should have won it. I mean, Calcani has the penalty, and the league was there for the taking, and the personnel isn't... There isn't a massive change in that personnel, so there is ability there.
But I guess the argument will be that while they still have the majority of that personnel, minus, as we said, Kaz Kearney and Becky Spencer, other teams around them have added.
And Rachel Williams, I think so.
And Rachel Williams, of course, yeah. I mean, other teams around them have added. We've talked about Arsenal yesterday. We're going to talk about other clubs over the course of the week who have added a lot of depth, yeah, and a lot of quality to their squad. No doubt, as I said, Birmingham 1-11, that team is competitive. It's when the injuries and when the suspensions come in, well, we hope not suspensions, but injuries unfortunately happen, they're unavoidable. It could be that they struggle. But, I mean, when you look at the team that they've got, what's going to be the key thing for them in being competitive? What area of the field do you think that's where the key is for them?
Well, I mentioned about them needing to score goals, and I think that gives any team a boost. And that was their problem, I think, for a lot of last season. I think they have to be strong at the back. I think they have to be resolute and difficult to beat. I mean, we're churning out cliches here, but if they're difficult to beat, then if they can make something going forward, then that gives them a chance of a result. So I think, although I sound like a hypocrite, what's going on about the goal scoring thing before, it is about being strong and keeping it tight at the back. Their captains, the club captain, Emily Westwood, people sometimes forget the experience she has. She's been to, what, 2 Euros and a World Cup, or the other way around. And she's been there for so long and understands different positions and is so passionate about that club now, that will count for a lot. Kerris Harrop is a fantastic and versatile athlete. And then we've already talked about Aoife, and Megan is a great defender as well, with a lot of English youth experience. So if those important figures at the back can inspire the rest of the team, then I think that they'll be okay.
Now, yesterday I asked you to pick out your Arsenal player to look out for this season. You picked Jordan Nobbs as being an influential player.
Original.
Hey, look, it's your choice. It's a free world. No one can... who am I to influence you on who you should pick? You picked Jordan Nobbs yesterday for Arsenal. Who's your player to watch for Birmingham this year?
I had to pick a top 10 WSL players for a newspaper last year, and Kerris was in there, but I'm going to pick their new signing. So, Frau Schroeder, I think it'll be interesting to see how she fits into the team and the difference that maybe she can make as a newcomer into a rather established squad.
Okay, well, I'm going to pick one of the players that you mentioned earlier. I'm going to pick Kirsty Lynette, because I think she is getting better as the more games that she plays and the more experience that she's able to obtain. Good background, came for a very competitive and very talented Arsenal academy before joining Birmingham. So I think, as you say, if she can get her shooting boots on and if she is given the service, I think she could be a big influence for Birmingham City this season.
Excuse the expression, because it does contain a slight swear word, but she is like shit off the shovel. She's very, very quick, and that is always the most difficult thing to defend against, somebody who's pacey. She's got that little bit of aggression and hunger as well, hasn't she? And if she's got her shooting boots on, then she's the sort of player, a bit, I've mentioned Beth Mead already, but she's like Beth Mead, that it's very difficult to keep her quiet for 90 minutes.
You could use shit off a shovel all you like. I haven't got a problem with that. I have the odd tendency to use bad language on this show. It's not uncommon. It's not unheard of, but it's always better if it comes from someone else. Absolutely no problem with that whatsoever. But look, I managed to catch up with Aoife Mannion about the upcoming season. Had a chat with her about her hopes and how she thinks this club can do. So here she is having a chat with me about the upcoming season. Okay, so I'm delighted to be joined by Birmingham City Ladies defender and England under-23 international Aoife Mannion for this Birmingham City Ladies preview. Aoife, thank you for joining me. I guess the first question that I would ask is, how is the feeling in the Birmingham camp going into the new season?
Well, first of all, thanks very much for having me. We've got Arsenal in the FA Cup next weekend, and the feeling, we're in high spirits. We beat Everton in our final pre-season friendly 3-0 at the weekend. So definitely ended on a good one. And the feeling is good in the camp. We've got lots of enthusiasm, and hopefully we'll be able to take that into the game against Arsenal next week, because we have nothing to lose.
And obviously then the Women's Super League season starts pretty much a week from now. What's the kind of aspirations of the team? How positive is the team? And what are you realistically looking to try and achieve this year?
It's a difficult question, because we have the Arsenal game on Sunday, and then we have Liverpool on, Foxtrot the following Wednesday then. And to be honest, we're only really focusing on the FA Cup game at the moment. So it kind of feels like we get over one hill and then sort of landed straight into the WSL. As for, what our aspirations are this year, I think it would be to take each game as it comes, and we'll definitely be aiming to go into each game and, do the best we can and get as many points as we can. Of course, it's fair to say we didn't have the season we wanted last year, and it was more disappointing than we would have liked. But we're definitely enthusiastic, and, we think that there's still a lot that can be done, and we are looking forward to the WSL here at Birmingham, and I think it'll be an exciting one.
It's interesting you say that. Didn't necessarily have the season that you would have liked last year. Had a very good season the year before. Went down to the final day of the season for the title. But the common theme that seems to be with Birmingham City is that people like myself, who claim to know a lot about the game and really we know nothing, seem to write Birmingham off every year. And yet you come out fighting and prove a lot of people wrong. I think it would be fair to say that again this year, people aren't necessarily expecting Birmingham to do too much. But why do you think that is? And what do you think the team is capable of doing in terms of proving those people wrong?
I think it's a fair observation, first of all, to have question marks on Birmingham. I mean, we haven't brought in as many players as other teams. We've definitely lost. We've lost a few players. You know, we're looking at Kaz, a legend, gone to Chelsea. We've lost Becky Spencer. We've lost Chelsea Weston. So it's a difficult one, really, to say exactly where we're at until we go into the game on Sunday. What I would say, though, is that one change from last year is that we've gone full-time now. So last year, I guess, when results weren't going our way, we almost kind of had a bit of an excuse as to why we weren't doing as well as we would have liked, and it was because we were training part-time. You know, we were playing against teams, I guess, were in every day, doing their training session in the morning and then doing their S&C. You know, fortunately for us, things have changed this year. So we're definitely looking to kick on, and there won't be any excuses at all for any of our results. And it does feel like, to an extent, you know, we're completely in control of every game and what we put in and what, you know, ultimately what we get out of it.
Well, speaking to Jen O'Neill from She Kicks on this edition, people will have heard us talking about Birmingham's season before we came into your interview. And the thing that we both agreed on is that while you haven't been able to add too many, you've obviously added Karina Schroeder, the former Liverpool ladies defender. You mentioned the three players that you've lost. You have managed to keep the core of the team that's been in the WSL, haven't you? People like yourself, Kerris Harrop, Jade Moore, Joe Potter. You know, despite the losses, there's still a lot of experience and a lot of talent in that squad.
Definitely, and we hope to build on that this season. As I say, you know, it's difficult to say how the league will go, not least because we haven't played a game yet, but also because the season's so short. So, you know, a good run of form can really kind of make a lasting impression on the season. Last year, we didn't get off to a good start. I think that sort of set a dampener on things. But, sometimes a little bit of luck in your first few games, sort of building up a little bit of momentum, and that can kind of really carry you on for the rest of the season. I think that's something that we certainly experienced a couple of seasons back when we came into the season just off a good run in Champions League, and that kind of carried us in. As I say, we've had a good result this Sunday gone against Everton. And, you know, our manager pointed out to us the other day, we've never beat Arsenal in the FA Cup, so we've got nothing to lose. You know, looking at the players we've lost or, you know, the lack of players that we've brought in, we've still never beat Arsenal in the FA Cup. So we'll be going into that game hungry and, you know, really wanting a win. And I think that the outcome of the FA Cup game could really sort of determine how our season goes a bit. And hopefully we can build up a bit of momentum and a bit of form, and that can carry us a good way in.
And on a personal note, you've been involved with the England under-23s over the off-season, went out to La Manga, had some competitive friendlies and a camp to be involved with. How beneficial was that for you on a personal level coming into this season?
Well, it's all, you know, first of all, it's always a great honour and a privilege to be asked to, you know, to represent your country. Like you say, I went out to Spain a couple of weeks back. We played against USA, Germany and Sweden. I was fortunate enough to feature in all of the games, so I was able to get, you know, lots of minutes under my belt from a personal perspective. And also just to, you know, play with, a lot of different girls, all high quality, both on my team and also the opposition team. So, you know, on a personal level, it was a great camp, it was sort of a great pre-season builder almost to sort of get your minutes under your belt. And also, for me, you know, ultimately, it was just representing my country and sort of being proud to do that and being proud to be a part of that and what England are trying to achieve going forward.
And final question, what are you most looking forward to about the upcoming campaign in 2016?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'm most looking forward to the FA Cup. And also, I'm excited by the uncertainty of the league, especially this year. And I hope that that will fall in our favour, but we'll find out.
Women's Soccer Zone would like to thank our partners, She Kicks Magazine. Subscribe at shekicks.net for even more women's football.
So that was Aoife Mannion, and that wraps up our look at Birmingham City ladies. Tomorrow we will preview the champions Chelsea ladies. Lots to talk about with them. Jen, thanks very much. I will speak to you tomorrow.